And I know everyone is probably wondering, what is CL King doing?
This meeting is being recorded.
I got to record the meeting, y'all. So y'all ready for Impact Life 24/7? I hope everybody is, because I'm ready, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, that's right. You heard it here first. This is Impacting Life 24/7, coming to you live from the High Definition Studios here in Jacksonville, North Carolina, the home of Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune. And let me tell you something. I am so delighted when I get to do something that's out of the normal, because, you know, our show is Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But today, because we had to get some really high profile, powerful people on this show, we said we was going to do the show at 4 o'clock. So all of y'all that miss it because you get off work late, you're going to have to watch the replay or go download the podcast. I got two dynamic women who are two dynamic authors on our show. My friend, Miriam Baldwin, is a devoted wife, inspiring author. She's a caregiver advocate, a motivational speaker, and business entrepreneur. Miriam is rocking the house. She's the founder and proud owner of Caregiver 2.0. It is a 6 weeks online program that offers support to people that need these areas. Watch this. Coaching, life skills for all caregivers all over the world. And we're going to talk about her new book that I got in my hand, ladies and gentlemen, MiriamBaldwin.com. And then also at the bottom of your screen, if y'all can see her, this is Miss Ashley Jackson up there in Ohio, in my former land of my nativity. Ashley is the founder and owner of Timeless Dream Events, which provides terminally ill people and their family members with a timeless dream event. I can't wait for you guys to go look at her website. She does some amazing work. And listen what she does with Timeless Dreamers Event. This is a celebration of life and love at a minimum notice. When you need to get this in a quick and fast hurry. After Troy, her husband, was diagnosed with and beat a rare cancer in stage 4, Ashley came to know her purpose in life. It is her mission to help other caregivers see their greatness and walk in it. And let me tell you something. She is truly a great lady. Troy and Ashley reside in Ohio, but love to travel. And she just finished this great book, Lost Travel Found, Turning Pain into Purpose. I got it in my hands, ladies and gentlemen. I got both of these ladies' books in my hand, and y'all can't get them, but I'll tell you how to get them. You're going to go to their website. But right now, welcome to the stage, Miriam Baldwin and Ashley Jackson to Impacting Life 24/7. Welcome, ladies.
I love it.
You know, I'm gonna start charging for these intros. Welcome, ladies. We are so glad to be back with y'all. I think we were together in April? Was that when we were together for the first time? Yeah, it was something like that. But time is just flying by, and you guys, I told you when we got together, I said, okay, we're gonna have to bring you back onto our show so we can promote these two amazing authors in their finished bodies of work. And so that's what we're doing here today on Impacting Life 24/7. Those of you listening to our podcast, I am joined by Miriam Baldwin from the Netherlands. And I am joined also by Ashley Jackson from my great state, my former state, Ohio. Where are you at in Ohio?
Dayton area.
Dayton, Ohio. And so these two ladies really captured my heart. They captured the imagination and heart of our audience with their uniquely fit perfectly together stories. They're in two different regions of the world, and yet they are working simultaneously to help bring about a message that people can actually pick up when they finish this show and use. So Miriam, Ashley, we got to get right to it. Time is of essence, okay? So Miriam, tell people how they can find you. Where can they go to find Miriam Baldwin?
I'm everywhere. I'm all over the internet. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram, my website, I'm on Clubhouse.
What's your website?
MiriamBaldwin.com. I use my name everywhere. MiriamBaldovane.com. IG, Miriam Baldovane. Facebook, Miriam Baldovane. LinkedIn, Miriam Baldovane.
And listen, let me tell you something. So you guys who are tough spellers like me, her last name is B-O-L-D-E-W-I-J. In Baldwin, and like E.T. said, y'all got to find out who E.T. said. He said, y'all got to fool with me. Why? Because I'm on everything, and that's Miriam Baldwin. She's on everything, yo. And Ashley, how can people find you?
You know, I'm just like Miriam. We everywhere. You can catch us everywhere, but my website is timelessdreamevents.com. I'm on IG and Facebook, Timeless Dream Events, TikTok, Timeless Dream Events, Clubhouse, LinkedIn. I'm pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, I see you up there on TikTok. Both of y'all up on TikTok trying to stay with the young folk.
Hey, you got to.
Yes, and so, ladies and gentlemen, again, this is a return appearance by both of these ladies, Miriam Baldwin out of the Netherlands and Ashley Jackson out of Dayton, Ohio area. And the reason why we had them back was not just because they wrote a book, even though their books are going to be featured today, but also because I feel like when you have stories like theirs, it's worth repeating. You know what I'm saying? It's worth hearing again. And so just guarantee, now they got their own show now since they left me. I haven't gotten an invite on their show, but I've had them twice on mine. So just y'all keep that for the records, okay? So we're gonna get started real quick. What I'd like for you to do, Miriam, is get people kind of caught up on what was the inspiration behind this book. Give us a few minutes of your story.
I got so inspired. Because what I found out as a caregiver, many people know that I was the owner of a web shop years ago, that I'm happy. I always say, like Ashley says, Miriam always says she's 50 years young, enjoying life to the max. My husband and I, we love traveling. Martin and I, we are addicted to traveling. And, you know, we are happy together. But, you know, it wasn't always like this. There was a time when I was working full-time, the caregiver, the cleaner, the cook, the driver, and much more. When Martin was very ill, mm-hmm. he suffered from kidney failure. And finally, 4 years later, this all happened back in 1999. And in 2003, he finally had a kidney pancreas transplant surgeries. During those years, I was, like I mentioned before, doing everything. I was a super shero, at least that's what I thought.
Super shero, I like that, okay.
I had my cape on.
Right.
So I burnt out. And it wasn't until a social worker asked me the question, Miriam, how are you doing? And that's when I broke. I cried and sobbed for 15 minutes. And I was mad at myself because I didn't want Martin to see me like that.
Right.
Miriam was vulnerable. And when I came home, I asked myself the question. I looked in the mirror and I asked myself the question, Miriam, what are you going to do for you? And I couldn't answer. And I asked myself the question again. I looked in the mirror again. Miriam, what are you going to do for you?
Right.
And that was my wake-up call. And that's why I decided that you often hear the story of the patients. I tell the story of the caregiver.
Ah, yeah. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. She put that so succinctly, but I got to hear the expanded version of her story. And you got to go back to our April show. I might even post that one again because it's so dynamic. But, you know, oftentimes that's exactly right what you hear about. And I got a young lady who's in this, is I'm going to send it to her. She's caregiving for her husband right now. They're a very young couple. He's got Legionnaire's disease in a hospital, just really, really bad off. And so we're going to send her this show as an inspiration for what she's doing. Because like you said, oftentimes we hear about the patient, but we never hear much about the caregiver. So what a great insight. Ashley, tell us how we got to this level right here, how we got to this journey, lost, travel, found, turning pain into a purpose. Tell us a little bit about your story.
Definitely. I actually, for complete transparency, I never thought I would ever write a book, but because of my pain points in my life, with losing a very huge figure in my life, which was my dad, and then kind of rolling into this caregiver role, I was young as well. I was 31 years old when I was told my fiance, who he had just gotten engaged 2.5 months prior, that he had a rare cancer in stage 4. Mm. And when I heard those two things, you know, stage 4 cancer, I immediately thought, okay, so another huge male figure in my life is going to die. Mm. But just walking through my caregiving journey with him, burning out throughout that caregiver journey, because we don't think about ourselves. We want to make sure our loved one is making it through.
Right.
And then kind of coming to this moment of when he got through his treatment and he beat this cancer, like, now what am I supposed to do?
Right.
And having to come to this moment where I needed to do something for me, which in turn happened to be helping other caregivers. Because like Miriam said, you hear about the patients, you don't hear about the caregivers.
Right.
And we are in the dark, we're behind the curtain, and we are revealing and pulling back that curtain to say, hey, we are here, we're people too.
Hello.
Hear our roar, hear our cry. And we're helping other caregivers to see their light, see their power, and stay in it.
Wow. It's very, very powerful, man. And again, I got to meet both of these ladies' husbands, and you know, both of them, I felt like I was interviewing celebrities, which I am today. And see, sometimes we place people so high in certain areas, but these two ladies are the real superheroes, or sheroes, as Miriam says. And so let's get right to it, because I want, you know, before we get to our first break, I want to tell you that I've got Miriam's book here. We're going to go through each book because I want you guys to get it. You can go to MiriamBaldwin.com, or you can go on Amazon and get this book right here. I got to remember where the camera is, y'all. It's I switched everything around in the studio. So this is Caregiver 2.0, From Burnout to Powerhouse. And this is by my friend in the Netherlands, Miriam Baldwin. So when I opened this book, one of the things that I appreciated was this personalized note. And I said, I got it in my book. I keep it. I'm keeping it right there. It will stay with it the whole time. So that way, when Miriam Baldwin is making $1 million a month, then I could say, hey, Miriam, I got this note. Remember, you wrote this to me, CL King. So we're going to go through this, and I would like to start with the first one that I looked at, was Letters to Caregivers. And you speak directly to caregivers in your book here, but in this particular section, it was very specific. Tell us about that real quick.
I decided to write a letter to the caregivers, mm-hmm, worldwide, because when they start reading my book, they should know that Miriam is their fellow caregiver, mm-hmm, who's talking to them. Miriam is the one who says, you are not alone. I want them to know that they are not alone.
Right.
I want them to know that they are appreciated, because we often hear that caregivers are not appreciated. So I decided to write a letter to the caregivers. And when they read my book, mm-hmm, when they discover where they are in their journey, because sometimes they don't even know where they are in their journey, when they find out about the techniques and tools they can implement in their daily life, they know that Miriam appreciates them. They know that Miriam loves them. They know that Miriam is a fellow caregiver, wow, and that they are not alone.
That was very personal, and I really appreciate that, because it brings it kind of down to home. You know what I mean? That you're not just writing from some aloof position. You're saying, hey, caregivers, I want you to know that we're all the same spirit is running through all of our veins. And I want, that was really, really important for you to set the stage of your book, yeah, to your primary audience, which was caregivers. Now, Ashley, I got Ashley's book here, right here, Lost, Travel, Found, Turning Pain into Purpose. I got her book right in my hand. Don't you dare try to get it. But you can go to, let me see where that website is. Where is that other screen at? Timeless Dream. Yeah, I want you to go to timelessdreamevents.com and you can get a copy of her book, or you can go to Amazon, correct, and get a copy of her book, right? So when I looked,
but all those that go to my website get it signed.
Yeah, see, and I'm cool like that because I got mine signed too, and I got a bookmark. It's staying in here because I know Ashley's gonna be making probably $1.5 million a month. And I'm just going to be like, yo, kick CL King off just, you know, a small fraction of a percentage so that I can get up out the ghetto. You know what I'm saying? I'm teasing. So when I look at your book, this is I'm a musician or former musician. So this is what jumps out at me. All of this music in your book, all of these music titles. And so the first title, the first chapter that you deal with is in the section is Lost. But the first chapter in that section is Good Times. Tell us about Good Times.
Good Times, yes. I just remember as a little girl, when my dad would tell my brother, my mom and I, hey, let's go out for a ride. And we would just spend a Saturday afternoon just out riding around in the car, listening to music, listening to Chic, to Kool & the Gang, to Comfunction, Ohio Players, like, that's the music I still love to this day, is that solid gold soul, and it has just always stuck with me.
Yeah, and you know what? When I was looking through the titles, I kind of just felt myself slipping back to the 80s. Like, oh man, this I can feel this. But you just said something so powerful, and let me just interject this, y'all. She talked about them just getting in the car and going driving and listening to music, and I'm sure back in those days you probably didn't have your phone glued to the side of your head. Nope. You just appreciating the moments with the music as the backdrop. How powerful those times were. And I know those were fond memories for you. Miriam, you talk about in the next chapter that I looked at, possibility. What are you dealing with in the area of possibility? What will someone learn about possibility when they read this chapter?
You know what? While Martin was actually feeling miserable because he was on dialysis, I needed to find possibilities and grab opportunities. And with this, I mean, we needed to look at what was possible and not what was impossible. Mm. For instance, Martin would love to go on a diving holiday, but it wasn't possible. But it was possible to fly to Spain and spend some time in a hotel and enjoy the sardines, the right. Grilled sardines. That's what I mean. We oftentimes look at possibilities like this, but there are more possibilities over there. As long as you give yourself permission to see possibilities and grab those opportunities.
I love it. And she says in here, dear caregiver, because she and Ashley have some very personalized chapters, which I really, really love. She says, have you ever thought of what's possible for you at this moment, like right now? Or are you afraid to believe in possibilities? Are you stuck in impossibility? If so, how does that make you feel? And oftentimes, as a caregiver, maybe a person like Ashley, in your case, you guys were staring at some impossible odds. The odds were stacked against you guys, wasn't it?
Yes. His survival chance was
35%. 35%. Yeah. And so thank God that the Lord knows about the law of averages. He works in all of that. And so before we go to a break, I got to go to the next chapter in your book that I like to, for people to understand. What will people glean from the chapter on endless love, Ashley?
Endless love is about the model that I had for a great marriage. And I got to explain about my mom and my dad, how they loved each other, how they loved us, and how I'm able to carry that into my own marriage.
Yeah, your parents modeled that for you, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
When I think about, the way I interact with my wife, I realize that it is truly being an example and a model for our kids. So your parents were amazing in doing that. And that's exactly right, man. That's you got to see it, and now you get to put it into practice, right?
Right.
Yeah, because that's what keeps a happy marriage. So before we come back to Miriam, we're going to talk about her next chapter in her book and get into some details relative to asking for help. She talks about asking for help. But before we get to that, I got to have a word from our sponsors, because our sponsors, ladies and gentlemen, help
our
things happen.
Sponsors are truly the engines that help Impacting Life 24/7 produce phenomenal results in 33 states and 17 countries around the world. Our gold sponsor is Michelle Perry. She is the host of the Successful Diligence podcast and the best-selling author of The Pebble in My Shoe. You've got to get a copy of her book today. Connect with Michelle and get this dynamic book in your possession at successfuldiligence.com. Paula Cousson has dedicated her life volunteering in community youth programs such as the Young Marines. Paula believes that the greatest asset each young person has is an individual caring adult in their life. Our platinum sponsors, Mr. Gregory Smith, who is also the VP of the CL King Group and the executive producer of Impacting Life 24/7. He is the author of 100 Simple Ways How to Manage a Property and Evidence Room. Get your copy of his book today by reaching out to Gregory Smith on Facebook or email him at smithg1963@yahoo.com. Adrian Barker. She is the host of the Adrian Barker Speaks podcast, a life coach and CEO of Professional Global Etiquette. Connect with Adrian Barker today at professionalglobaletiquette.com. If you would like to be a sponsor of our international podcast, which reaches states in the U.S. and countries around the world, it's very simple. Go to clkingspeaker.com and sign up to partner with us today as we continue to impact one life, one day at a time.
One life, one day at a time. Hey, Danny, I didn't even see you on there, brother. Danny, one of our team members for Impacting Life 24/7, put those websites in there for us. And I thank you so much, brother, because you know I'm going through like 25 different screens trying to keep this boat afloat. So I got with me in the studios back to for a second time. I've got Miriam Baldwin, and she is the author of Caregiver 2.0. I'm going through it with a fine-tooth comb, y'all. And you can get that book at miriambaldwin.com. That's BOLDEWIJN. And when I was making a flyer for her, I almost left the J off. So that would have been bad news. She would have told me about myself. And of course, Ashley Jackson, you can find her website and get her book at timelessdreamevents.com. I've got it right here, and I got a signed copy, y'all. This is going to be worth some money one day, y'all. This is going to be worth some money. Signed copy. So, Miriam, before we went to the break, I said I wanted to talk to you and talking about the next chapter. We dealt with possibility, but we're also, I looked at, you said asking for help. But before we get to asking for help, I saw an acronym that you created in your book that I'd like for you to break down for us. It's called FOLLOW, F-O-L-L-O-W. Tell us about that.
Yeah. You know, during those dark days, I needed FOLLOW, the acronym FOLLOW.
Right.
The F stands for forgive yourself. The O for be open-minded. The first L, learn new things. The second L, listen to your gut.
Mm-hmm.
The O, opportunities, grab them. And the W, know your worth. Those are all things I needed to get out of Burnout City.
Yeah.
And I use them every day. I implement them every day. I needed to learn how to forgive Miriam before I could move on to the next, to be open-minded. And I learned new things.
See,
and I have to listen to my gut.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, that, you know, sometimes that's the best person to listen to. Don't listen to them folks on social media. Listen to your gut, sweetheart. Yeah, and I love that acronym, FOLLOW. Forgive yourself, be open-minded, listen to your gut, learn new things, see and grab opportunities, and know your worth. So when we go into the next chapter about asking for help, Miriam Baldwin says, you know, do you have the courage to see it? So there's always light at the end of the tunnel. That's what she's talking about. But when you talk to caregivers about asking for help in this chapter, what are you talking about?
Asking for help, you know, remember I told you I was the superhero. I thought I was the superhero. Asking for help was a no-go. No-go. Miriam didn't ask for help. And in this chapter, I share my story. I share different stories of my life. And I talk about asking for help, what I did when I was stuck, why I asked for help and who I asked for help and when I asked for help.
Mm-hmm.
So this chapter is about many things, many situations, many kinds of people I asked for help. I asked medical professionals for help. I asked my neighbors for help. I asked my family and friends for help.
Mm-hmm.
Because oftentimes we only think that we can ask family for help and friends. No. Miriam asked medical professionals for help as well.
Right.
Miriam asked the neighbors for help. Miriam could ask someone who's passing by, oh, please, can you give me a hand? But that's only when I had my superhero cape off.
Right. Right, right. When your cape was on, you was doing it all. Huh? And you know, that's a very good point. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I know Miriam because it was because of Miriam that she even got on my show. She had sent me a response because I get responses. We get hundreds of responses to come on this show all year long. And Miriam had sent me a response and she was in the queue for me to respond to. But I was just like, okay, we'll get with her. And she's like, I don't know if you got my message, but you need to have me on your show. And I was just like, who does this woman think she is? And so then when I looked and found out, I said, oh, I see. Yeah. And you got to have that, that mentality that you use to get on our show is also that mentality that says, hey, look, don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to speak up. Right. Because that's important. And she deals with that, man. And that's what I like about this chapter, you know, encouraging these caregivers to not just think that they can only rely on family and close friends. So in Ashley's next chapter that I found, chapter 5, and this is all under the section of lost. So she breaks her book down into three levels: lost, travel, found. So in this lost section, what is the impetus behind or the thought processes behind the lost piece? Is that focused more on the loss of your dad?
Yes, and I think loss is intertwined throughout the whole book,
mm-hmm.
but that first major loss in my life was my dad, because it was so quick, it was sudden. We weren't anticipating it. There was no last goodbye. Overall, he was a healthy guy. So it had such a very huge detrimental effect on my life. He was always the one, and my mom too, but his whole thing in life was chase your dreams, find your purpose. Everything else will fall into place.
Right.
And then when he all of a sudden was gone, I was like, well, what am I supposed to do?
Right.
He said to do this X, Y, and Z, but I still hadn't done that. So I was lost, literally.
Wow. I wish I could have met him. I seen the pictures of him. I seen your relationship with him. And there really is a unique thing between a father and a daughter. Just
absolutely.
Very, very unique. So in chapter 5, you got Party Up on here. What's that about?
So I was working in a job that was not fulfilling me, and combined that with losing my father, it was just growing. There was this bubble that just kept growing larger and larger. Mm-hmm. And it was getting to the point where it was about to burst. And when it did, it wasn't going to be pretty. So that's what that whole, it starts setting the scene of how I was just becoming so fed up with my job.
Yeah. And being able to recognize that and make some moves, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's important. And you know, in your book, one of the things that I looked at in the back of your book, you say that it's not, my journey is not just about my caregiving journey. It's a story that will remind you of how to overcome a victim mentality and become a victor. Both of these ladies and gentlemen, I have in my virtual studios, Miriam Baldwin from the Netherlands and Ashley Jackson from Ohio, these two authors, these ladies are anything but preaching a victimization message. They are preaching, you can do it. And what you say is this book is going to inspire people to dream big. It will make you hope and call your name again. It will make you brave enough to answer. You won't be disappointed. Let the adventure begin. And so both of these ladies love to travel, what I'm finding out. And I got to get some traveling in too. But Miriam, you, when we dealt with asking for help, you went into kind of a long detail relative to that. But then you get into helping people to schedule and organize as a caregiver. Ooh, that's good. Yeah. Help us understand why this in your book, Caregiver 2.0, why this is something that someone, when they pick this up, needs to go to this chapter.
let me tell you a story. Miriam didn't want to schedule. You know why? Because I thought it would consume too much of my time and I didn't have time as a caregiver. That's what I thought. So Miriam kept all the appointments in here, all doctor appointments,
in your head.
Everything was in here until I started forgetting things. My hard disk here, it was full. The hard disk here was full.
Gotcha.
So I started forgetting many things. I was overwhelmed. It drained me. So that's why caregivers, when you schedule everything, even your self-care moments, you get it clear here. Your head gets clear. So you get more energy to do things, you know, and it doesn't matter if it's a 5-minute self-care moment, schedule it because it's important. And if you write it down, you are more likely to do it.
Right.
Because you see it. So scheduling means being organized.
Ooh, boy, she's talking scheduling to us, boy.
Scheduling means being organized.
Yeah.
So whenever someone asks you, do you have time to have a cup of coffee or to go out for dinner? Look at your schedule.
Say, yes, I don't know what to tell you. Right, right. Yeah, and you know, I just had somebody on a couple days ago relative to health and wellness. And that was kind of the theme with them too, is that, you know, if you just kind of do everything off the cuff and that's the way your life is going to be. And you'll wonder why your health and wellness is on a yo-yo, because you're living on a yo-yo. That's very good. Very great insight. So Ashley, you talk about in chapter 11, you say, God's not done with you. That's a song by Torrin Wells. And what's the inspiration? What will somebody, when somebody picks up this and goes to chapter 11, what are they going to learn?
That your mess can bless.
Uh-oh. Go ahead now. Uh-huh.
And just realizing some things in life we have to walk through, even though we didn't ask for it. We don't understand why it happened or is happening, but just having faith and hope. I mean, that's all that's really gotten me through. Faith, hope, and prayers.
Yeah.
And God's not done with you.
See, Ashley, when we're talking, and when you say that, let's help paint this for our audience. are you speaking to, you could be speaking to a multitude of areas there. I vision when I'm seeing that chapter, I see Ashley and I see your husband, Troy, right? His name is Troy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That chapter says, hey, Troy, I know they said stage 4 and I know they said cancer, but God is not done with you yet, brother.
Right.
Now, you spoke that you hadn't written this book yet, had you?
No.
No. And you were, it says to me that, listen, guys, as long as there is breath, there is hope. And then when Troy is on the mend, I see that chapter being written to Ashley, right? Saying, right. Okay, so what am I supposed to do now? And God's telling Ashley, I'm not done with you yet. I'm not through with you yet. We got to encourage some people, y'all, because I'm telling you, the year that we went through with COVID and loss and all the other things going on, people sometimes can lose their hope. Do you agree, Ashley?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, some people have asked, well, how can you go through all of these things and still keep a smile? You know, I have to have faith that God is still the ultimate healer.
Right.
Not only has he healed Troy's body, but he's going to keep it healed from now until we take our last breaths.
Right.
And that's all I can hope. And guess what? We still don't know when our last day is.
Right.
But what I know what I'm going to do today is live the best life that I can, because I don't know when my last day is. Right. And I was just telling someone today, my dad literally was doing the thing that he loved the most, one of the things that he loved the most, the day he passed away. Mm. And you just have to live each day to the fullest, because you just don't know when you're going to take your last breath.
Right.
You literally don't.
Wow, that's something, man. And what a tribute and what a dedication, and the way you're living and living out your life in honor of him. That is tremendous. I've got in the studio, those of you listening on Impacting Life 24/7, I have in the studio with me two of my very, very good friends. My friend, Miriam Baldwin, she is the author of Caregiver 2.0. For those of you who can't see it, I got it in my hands, and it is From Burnout to Powerhouse. And you can get a copy of her book at MiriamBaldwin.com, or you can go on to Amazon and get a copy of her book. And listen, if you tell Miriam when you get the copy of her book that you heard about it on Impacting Life 24/7, Greg and I will send you a free hoodie from our merch store. This is how we roll, y'all. We're going to sweeten the pot. Just tell them we heard about it on Impacting Life 24/7, and we'll send you some goodies from the merch store. And again, I also have Ashley Jackson from the Action area of Ohio, Dayton, Ohio. And she is the author of Lost Travel Found, Turning Pain into Purpose. And what truly these two ladies have been an inspiration to so many. And I just can't imagine the masses that will continue to be inspired by these ladies. We're going to continue on with their stories. But before we do, as you guys know, we got to give a shout out to our sponsors who help make things happen. Impacting Life 24/7 is an event that can be experienced locally and around the world because of our platinum sponsors. Mr. Mike Black from New Bern, North Carolina. Mike helps men throughout Eastern Carolina lead a faith-filled life. He is a compassionate leader in his church and is a devoted husband and father. Another platinum sponsor, Dr. Nate Dunlap Jr. He is the executive director of the PRF Institute. He is the author of What's Next? Preparing for Eternity and Don't Leave Me Like This, Inspiration to Leave a Legacy. As a 501c3 nonprofit organization, the PRF Institute is blessed to be the premier stewardship-based teaching ministry that truly responds to the needs of families and communities around the country. Find Dr. Dunlap and his amazing team at prfinstitute.org. Another platinum sponsor, poet Katrina McCain. She is the author of Because She Decided to Love. This is a collection of poetry and prose about love and its impact on every relationship. This raw and uncut poetry book addresses the themes of how we experience love through loss, hurt, pain, grief, and passion. Because She Decided to Love takes readers through a journey from the sweetest to the most bitter emotions that love evokes. Get your copy of her book today at poetkatrinamccain.com. Another platinum sponsor, Dr. Skip Mondragon, MD. He is a 26-year Army veteran, National Veterans Wrestling Champion, and a dynamic speaker. He is also the author of Wrestling Depression is Not for Wimps, Lessons Learned from an Amateur Wrestler's Fight to Triumph Over Depression. Contact Dr. Skip Mondragon II at WrestlingIsNotForWimps.com. Another platinum sponsor, the Underdog Ninja Foundation. This foundation was founded in 2020 by Javi and Jessica Madrigal. This husband and wife team have been battling and overcoming heart disease for over 18 years. Their personal story and experiences have led to follow the calling of empowering, educating, and supporting those fighting heart disease. Contact this amazing team at underdogninja.org. If you'd like to know more about Impacting Life 24/7 or to become a sponsor, all that you have to do is do something very simple. Go to clkingspeaker.com. Go to clkingspeaker.com, and let me just tell you something. I absolutely love our commercials. What? and here's why, because we're partnering with sponsors from all around the country who are helping us. When I tell you where that commercial, what you just heard, if you want to become a sponsor, guess where that commercial will be heard? It's no longer, when I made the commercial, it was in 33 states. Our show is downloaded, but now it's in 37 states, and we're in over 20. Let me see here. Let me get it right so I don't misquote it. We are in 27 countries. Our Impacting Life show is downloaded. Wasn't that many when y'all came here in April, Miriam? And so we just have seen the growth. We're like this little tortoise that just continues to chug along. And then when you wake up in the morning, hey, it's in New Zealand. And I seen some downloads in New Zealand, and I think my girl Miriam Baldwin helped us out with that. So we talked with you last about, again, this is Miriam's book, Caregiver 2.0, From Burnout to Powerhouse. You can get a copy of her book at MiriamBaldwin.com, or you can go onto Amazon and get a copy. If you mention to Miriam that you heard about it on Impact Life 24/7, or put it in our comments on our live feed, or send us an email, or on our website, clkingspeaker.com, we'll send you a free hoodie just like that. But Miriam, we were talking about getting organized. I think your organization is empowering. But then you go into another chapter about self-care. Miriam talks about self-care. Miriam, help us. If a caregiver picks up this book and they just skim down to chapter 98, help us.
Self-care. Many caregivers say, I don't have time for self-care. But you know, self-care can also be 5 minutes of a breathing exercise, mm-hmm. of grabbing a glass of water, or listening and dancing to your favorite music. Self-care means doing something you love. And in this chapter, I share what self-care meant to me, what self-care has done for me, and what self-care can do for you,
right,
as a reader.
Well, I like your answer, Miriam. When I've had a lot of people on our show, as you guys can imagine, people are clamoring to get on Impacting Life 24/7, and then to get on it twice, you know, you got to just be burning at the seams to get on here twice. But I've heard a lot over the past 16 months about self-care, and one lady told me this, especially people that have children, that it's important for us to model to our children what self-care looks like. Ooh. I was blown away by that, because she said, we're running them to soccer, we're running them to dance, we're running them to ballet, we're running them all over the place, and we ain't showing them how to take care of ourselves. And yeah. I said, okay, y'all, I'm about to start showing my children, hey, me and mom going for self-care, deuces. Yeah, to model that for your children so they don't continue, they don't grow up with a pattern of, you know, always pouring and always busy and always giving and never taking care of themselves. Let me ask you this question, Miriam. Did you, were there any dark times with you in your self-care, in your, not your self-care, but in your caregiving journey? Was there any dark times that was just, you were just at a low point?
Yes, I had many low points. I had so many low points, especially when Martin was on dialysis. I remember one day he called me from the hospital saying that his shunt opened again and the blood was gushing all over the place. And he was driving himself to the hospital for his treatments. So as of that moment, we decided that I should drive him to the hospital. Mm-hmm. And so that's what, when I became a driver, you know, the anxiety, the fear,
right,
of it might happen, the thought that it might happen again, maybe in his sleep or, you know, whenever, it's scary. Yeah. Yes. That was the, one of those dark moments. Another dark moment was when he went into surgery.
Mm. Yep.
Those hours, I know I slept for a couple of hours and at 3 a.m. I woke up and at 3:15, the surgeon called me. Mm-hmm. And in those 15 minutes, I prayed.
Yeah.
I prayed and I woke up because the surgeon called me and I recognized the number. But it took me a few seconds to answer the phone. And thankfully, he was doing
it. Was good news. Yeah, I can imagine. Ashley, you in the next section of your book, section two is travel. But before we get into leaving on a jet plane, that chapter, I want to know, Ashley, what was the dark time with you in your caregiving journey?
Yeah, definitely watching Troy go through all of the radiation and chemotherapy. I mean, he had specialized radiation because of where his tumor was, and they had to make this mask for him to wear, and it almost reminded me of like Jason. Or, you know, some type of horror,
right,
you know, mask. It was scary. And then I'm like, oh, he has to go in this big long tube for hours on end. And he was getting pumped full of chemo and it was making him sick. And then there was a couple major surgeries he had to have, which physically altered him for life. And, you know, we lead with our face, right?
Yeah.
So when someone's face is altered, we had to work through that, not just physically, but emotionally and mentally, because it has a toll. You know, one moment you have both your eyes and within hours you don't. So that's what we had to work through together. It was hard. That moment, I actually almost fainted, and I describe all of that in my book, in one of the chapters with his surgery.
Wow. You know, one of the things that I would like to say, again, those of you listening on Impacting Life 24/7, literally around the world, I have joining with me Miriam Baldwin from the great, what is it, a country? I know the Netherlands, but I'm just, my geography, I want to make sure I'm saying the nation, the country. Yeah. I slipped through geography, y'all. my dear friend Miriam Baldwin from the country of the Netherlands, she is the author of Caregiver 2.0, and also Ashley, who I'm getting ready to ask another question, she is the author of Lost Travel. We're featuring those books, Lost Travel Found. We're featuring those books here on Impacting Life. If you're listening to us on our podcast, of course, the links to these ladies' books will be in the show notes. What I would like to say about both of you all, and I'll say this publicly, is that you both could have given up. You both had situations that were different, but you both could have given up because they were extreme. I'm thinking about Miriam, when you know, you get married and you find your sweetheart and all that, it's like, man, I didn't sign up to, you didn't anticipate being you know, I got to now be this pseudo Shiro, right?
Well, actually, we weren't married yet when this all happened.
Oh, so you weren't married.
Esther.
That makes my point even better, because you're in your similarity with Ashley. Yep. You found this out right as you were getting married, right? That Troy had this, you know, 35% chance of recovery.
We were newly engaged 2.5 months.
Newly engaged. And so that makes the point even more great that these ladies said, you know what, my love supersedes, you know, the physical stuff. Listen, us in this physical body, we gonna get old, y'all. I hate to tell it to you. I know I look great, but at 46, I mean, well, who couldn't look this good? But what I'm telling you is that we're going to get old, and our body is going to go away. But our love is truly what endures. Our love is actually the pillars and the framework that makes us stand up every day and say, I'm staying committed to you. And when I think about Ashley, she said, we're going to go on our honeymoon. And you got the news after you came back, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We got some.
Yeah. Right. Right. I remember that. And that, you know, just what I'm trying to say is, ladies and gentlemen, that these ladies here had it in their heart that they were committed. They were in it for the long haul. But because they went through the long haul journey, they've also realized along the way that, hey, look, it took a toll on me. We can sit here and say that Miriam is a Shiro and she's a superhero and super Shiro, but it did take a toll on her. There are dark times when you're taking care of somebody. And so what she did was she says, I'm going to put this all that I learned, I'm going to put it in a manual for other caregivers out there. Now, Ashley, in the travel section, you talk about leaving on a jet plane. Talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So that actually sets the second section up about my travels and finally stepping into something that I had wanted to do for a very long time, which was to travel for an extended period. But I had been dating Troy for like a year and a half at that point. But what's so beautiful about Troy, and I knew that I wanted him in my life still, no matter what. He encouraged me to go on this trip because he knew I wasn't going to be my best or healthy until I got the clarity and worked through the grief from losing my dad. And he was like, I support you in leaving, and I'll be here when you get back.
Wow. And see, so he's a superhero too. He probably got his cape on today. You know, that's my man, Troy. So let's, because, you know, guys, when I have people like this on the show, Impact Life 24/7, Miriam Baldwin and Ashley Jackson, the time literally seems to fly. Like I'm not kidding you. Miriam, you created a strategy, or you created a course, a 6-week online program that helps. I'd like for you to tell us about that so we can get people plugged into you, not just to your book, but also to you, because really I can read your book, but I want to be connected to you. Tell us about it.
So in my 6-week online life, it's live, by the way, program, I meet my clients every week for 1 hour. I hold them, I'm their accountability partner, because I hold them accountable to the thing they have promised themselves. Mm-hmm. I give them doable action steps because I don't want them to get overwhelmed. Right. I celebrate all accomplishments with them, even if it's a small one. Any accomplishment is celebrated, because when you celebrate something, you're more likely to repeat it. Right. So I'm encouraging my clients in this 6-week online program, and I help them get to the next level, get to be the better version of themselves. And, you know, the next level is different for everybody.
Right.
But I want them to be the best version of them. I want them to transform from caregiver 1.0 to caregiver 2.0. And that's a caregiver who lives in peace and harmony, while he or she takes care of someone else.
Ooh, That's good. I love that. She's like, I want you to go from caregiver 1.0 to caregiver 2.0. That I just absolutely love that. You can go to Miriam's website. I'm looking here right now. You can get a free, I believe you can get a free consultation or find out more information about it. She's got great programs starting, a few spots left in August that are coming up. So go to MiriamBoldewin.com. How you spell her last name? BoldewIJN.com and Caregiver 2.0. You can get the book on there. You can connect with Miriam on there, and you can find out how you go from being a caregiver 1.0 to a caregiver 2.0. I might even ride up in that class to see if I can get me some 2.0 up in there, Miriam. What you say? And then Ashley, you do something that really, I get to see it regularly when you make your post and the lives that you change and impact, and it's etched and embossed in foreverness. Tell us about the events that you put together, the Timeless Dream events.
Yeah, absolutely. So Timeless Dream events was born out of my own pain with having to plan my own wedding with Troy, and not knowing if we were actually going to be able to get married because of his diagnosis. And now I'm able to turn that into, you know, blessing others. So I'm able to help other bride and grooms that may have to get married on a very limited time basis because of someone in their family or them. Are just on this limited time basis. So I've been able to help several bride and grooms, and it's been wonderful to see the reaction from people in the outpouring of love, which has attracted other people who are not necessarily terminally or chronically ill because of just the love and support that people have shown. So able to do celebrations of life as well, and just enjoying the ride that I am on. You know, my main purpose is to help my fellow caregiver, but Timeless Dream Events is that vehicle that takes me there.
So let me ask you this, Miriam, where's your next travel place going? Where are you traveling next?
Ohio.
Uh-oh, you coming to the States, sister. Okay, all right. I got a little reunion going on there. So when you coming to Ohio?
I don't know. Soon as it's allowed to fly to the U.S.
Okay.
We are not allowed to fly to the U.S. right now because of COVID.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to your president or whatever. I'll give him a call after this show and say, hey, listen, I need to call in a favor. My girl needs to fly. Where's it? I seen you just came from somewhere, right, Ashley?
Yeah, just came from Mexico with my mom. We were celebrating a successful book launch and just taking a step back because caregivers, we need to do that.
Right.
And in about 2 to 3 weeks, Troy and I will be going to New Orleans and eating our way through the French Quarter.
The French Quarter. Yes, I was down there in 1994. And let me tell you something there. The food is just absolutely, it's unlike any place on the planet. And so,
literally.
Yeah, you got, really, yeah, stay away from further down, though.
Right.
You,
all right.
Let me just tell you ladies something, man. I am so inspired because I had a revelation as you guys were talking to me that I'm thinking, okay, well, we're preparing people because, you know, as you like Tyler Perry says, as you get in your late 40s and 50s, you're going to be having to take care of your moms and dads and they get older and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But that's not necessarily the case. At any given moment, you could be thrust into being a caregiver. Life, like you said, Ashley, man, life is just, it's not promised to us. And so this is why I feel like you guys need to get these books. Don't say, well, I'm not in a, there's no way I could be a caregiver. You know, I'm young or whatever the case may be. My spouse is young. We're young. At any given moment, life could change. And what better way to be prepared than finding the tools that can help you be prepared? Put these tools in your tool bag, ladies and gentlemen. My friend, Miriam Baldwin, she wrote Caregiver 2.0. I can't wait till Caregiver 3.0 comes out. From burnout to Powerhouse. And then, of course, Ashley Jackson wrote Lost Travel Found. And each one of those words is a section in her book where she takes musical titles of songs and breaks down the journey that she was on. What a powerful set of tools that we can use right now today. To get Miriam's book, just go to MiriamBaldwin.com. She's everything is Miriam Baldwin. She's like, Miriam Baldwin is Miriam Baldwin. So go to MiriamBaldwin.com. And of course, Ashley, you can find her at TimelessDreamEvents.com. Now, ladies, as you guys know, I'm going to have you back again, okay? But I ain't having y'all back until y'all get me on y'all show. Is that clear?
Got it.
I'm just teasing. But we will. I definitely want to have you guys back to talk more caregiver stuff, to go into more detail about your book, just to continue to keep track of you guys' journey. Man, the book signings and the book launch I saw was just amazing. You guys inspired me, made me mad because I ain't finished with mine. Miriam, I want you to take 35 seconds and give a word of encouragement to all of our listeners out there. The floor is yours.
Thank you. Listen, everyone. I only have 35 minutes, and I want to say that remember that you are worthy of a wonderful life. We live in a very, very hectic time now, right now. Make sure you take care of yourself. Fill your cup, because you can't serve others from an empty cup. Listen to your gut. Learn new things. Follow. Everything I've told you today, if you find one or two nuggets, use number one tomorrow and the other one the day after tomorrow. Find out where you're stuck. Find out what you need. Own it and take action.
Wow, that is so powerful. Thank you so much, Miriam. And Ashley, my girl up in Ohio, you closing us out. Tell us, you got 35 seconds, Ashley. Give us a word of encouragement to our caregivers.
I can do that. So I'll leave you with one of the quotes that I loved from my dad. He always said, you can chase your dreams so you can have your footprints on the couch